In this session, we're going to look at the way of the hummingbird, which is the north direction in the medicine wheel. The hummingbird is the one who drinks only from the nectar of life. If we look at the evolution of life, of human life on Earth, we see that we have gone through the initial process of serpent, of self-absorbed consciousness. Then with the awakening of jaguar consciousness, which is awakened the first time that we realize our own mortality, our own death, then you have tribal societies and agricultural societies beginning to form. And as jaguar energy, which is a life-death force, is mastered, we go through a period in history of adversity, conflict, into establishing societies that are based on peace, on freedom, and on the guarantee of individual rights above the rights of society, which is the society that we live in America today, but which most of the world is not living in. They're living in tribal, hostile, battled, embittered cultures that are tremendously aggressive, where violence predominates. So our task today globally is to awaken the consciousness of nonviolence, of hummingbird, represented in the medicine wheel by the one who drinks only from the nectar of life. The north direction represents the epic journey. It's where the shaman says yes to the call and embarks on the epic journey in the same way that hummingbirds do. Hummingbirds migrate from Brazil to Canada. And these are birds that are not even supposed to be able to fly. They go on this extraordinary journey, and they don't sit around and say, you know, we don't have enough wings, we don't have enough money, we don't have enough food. They say yes, they respond to the call. And they come back and they go the next year, and they don't sit around on the beach in Brazil saying, hey, Canada was great, I think I'll skip it this year. They embark on the great journey again. This is the epic journey of the shaman. We have one journey in this life, and we want to be sure that it's an epic one, that it's not a trivial one, that is one that has meaning and purpose, where we say yes to a high calling. And this is what we do in the north. There are three essential teachings in the north direction. They are the mastery of time, the ability to keep a secret, even from ourselves, and the practice of invisibility. Invisibility is actually a literal practice for some of the jungle shamans that are known as shape-shifting shamans. They can actually shift into the form of a jaguar, or you can walk right by them and believe that you've just passed a tree that'll then tap you on the shoulder and say, aren't you going to say hello? They're the shape-shifting shamans. Now, the lore of these jungle shamans say that in order to shape-shift, you have to understand that you are no different, no better, no worse than a grain of sand and then the stars. That there's absolutely no difference between you and that tree, between you and that jaguar. When you understand that cellularly, you're able to shift shapes. I was very fortunate in my studies because I began studying shamanism as an anthropologist. And after about 5 years, I became a student of the shamans. And I was very fortunate to have a teacher who came from the Quero Nation, which are the last of the Inca, men and women who have lived at 18,000 feet altitude for 500 years. To preserve a body of prophecy and a body of tradition of the medicine way. One time my mentor sent me out to a remote mountain to do a meditation. He said he wanted me to connect with the energy of the cats, of the jaguars. I had a rental car, I drove as high up the mountain as I could. And since we were surrounded by foliage, by thick forest, I decided to meditate on the hood of the car. It was nighttime, half moon, and I'm sitting, quieting myself, focusing on the breath. And after about 20 minutes, I hear a branch snapping. And I'm startled out of my meditation. Did I hear another branch snapping? And I think, whatever it is, it's big and it's getting close. I think it's time to go. And I jump down from the hood of the car and I land in all fours. And I begin walking into the rainforest to investigate the sound. And as I look down on myself, I see that I'm very close to the ground. And I look down in my right hand, and it's not my right hand anymore. It's a paw. It's a black paw. And I see that I'm able to flex that paw and that I have claws and that I can see, and I can smell the earth. I can smell the trees. Everything is heightened. Instead of being dark, I can see in the half light. And again, I become terrified, thinking, I have become a cat. What if I cannot become a human again? And at that very moment, I shift back again, and I'm on the floor, on the ground, next to my vehicle. I must have spent about 8 or 10 minutes as a cat. And it was fear that startled me out of that extraordinary experience of communion with nature. This is an ability that the shaman develops. For me, it happened accidentally. The shape-shifting shamans learn that most of the space in the body is empty space, that there are galaxies of space between the nucleus of an atom and its electrons, that matter can reorganize itself temporarily. And they master these techniques to be able to adopt whatever shape they chose. This happened to me again many years later, after I had been training with the shamans for nearly 15 years, in which we learned to shift into the shape of a condor and fly like a condor. A colleague that I was working with at that time was an archaeologist. An archaeologist that became very prominent because of his discovery of a set of ruins right across from Machu Picchu. These were ruins that he had been searching for 3 or 4 years. Very thick jungle. He would walk in with a team of 20 men with machetes to cut a swath through the jungle to try to find the remains of dwellings and cities. One night during ceremony, he became a condor and flew above Machu Picchu and could see with the eyes of a condor that have 6 times the visual acuity that humans have. And he saw 18 archaeological sites in that mountain. At the end of the ceremony, he took out his topographical map and marked the locations, went back the following week and found 16 of those 18 ruins after looking for them for many years and not finding a single one. This is not the stuff of fantasy. This is the stuff of reality, of another reality, of a parallel reality, but one that is as vibrant and material in its own way as our literal reality is. But invisibility has nothing to do with learning to shapeshift. Invisibility for the shaman has to do with allowing yourself to be seen, with having nothing left to hide. Because the first things that we notice about each other are the parts that we're trying to hide. So when you have nothing left to hide, you're no longer seen. You're translucent. You're transparent. You practice transparency.